Welcome back to Ping. Ping is the weekly show we put on where we bring you all the hottest stories that are buzzing around Microsoft campus. And this is episode
45.
That's a lot of episodes.
Many weeks.
45 of them.
Yep.
And actually more, because we have missed a few episodes every now and then. Paul calls in sick, fakes things like that.
Or I'm home for the holidays.
Well, we see where your priorities are.
Never call in sick.
My priorities are with the Niners.
Yes.
And on our message boards.
We love the Niners.
We do. And Athman, he's a great viewer and he's very loyal to us. And he said something on last week's board that says, hey, why don't you guys switch up your background? It's a little bit too black. Maybe he felt it was bringing out a morbid tone. And so, ta-da!
Look at this.
We now have a bit more of an illuminated green
background. It was his 34th suggestion, and I think the reason he didn't like black is because it brought out the color in your eyes. But hey, quick correction. Last week, I had mentioned that I would be at University of Michigan this week, which was actually last week, but it got really, really confusing. Anyway, I will be at University of Michigan speaking at the business school.
Let's just give out the dates.
On February 4th and 5th.
There we go.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan. So if anyone's in the area, shoot us a mail, ping@microsoft.com. Maybe we can have a little geek meetup.
Right.
Or you can watch me do stand-up somewhere. Maybe.
All right. You know. Let's start the show. Go Jets! All right, Paul, I remember when the Xbox 360 came out. Actually, these are the colors of the Xbox
360, excuse me.
Xbox 360, total coincidence.
Okay.
I remember when they came out, they made all these promises that this was going to be your everything for your living room.
All right, the digital entertainment hub.
Right, and you're going to do everything from there. You're going to watch your television, your movies, your games. It is going to basically own your living room.
Right, and it definitely does for me already. Like
you don't even have a TV.
I have a TV, I just don't have TV.
Right.
Beg your pardon?
So, if that makes any sense to anybody.
Cable. You don't have cable.
I don't have cable, I don't have satellite, I don't even have the over-the-air junk. But I do have Netflix, which is awesome.
And you watch it through your Xbox 360.
Yes.
So do I. This is the greatest invention in the world. Those of you who don't use it, you just go on your computer, click on whatever movies, they add to your instant queue, and bang! You're streaming!
Right. And now,
with
the latest update with Netflix and Xbox 360, you can actually browse titles that you haven't even put into your instant queue.
Correct.
So you can, look through drama or action or comedy.
It's great, but this isn't a Netflix commercial, although I love it.
Click below for your two-week free, bonus free trial.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
But there's a lot of things coming out. There's been talks that Microsoft has been meeting with Disney and potentially going to be streaming live sports via ESPN.
ESPN 360.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, but these are unconfirmed rumors.
Correct.
It was from an anonymous
source. Enough to get me excited.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much.
I mean, it's just a matter of time, because there's the Sky TV service over
in England.
The UK that already streams live sports over there. So it's just a matter of time before we find some content producers here in the States and in different regions around the world to start getting that live service attached to the Xbox in that region.
I'm beyond excited for that. You know, they're trying to do some studies and some reports on, how many people are actually watching, or how many people are logged on, and currently they can only tell who's actually logged on to Xbox 360 at any given time, not necessarily what they're doing.
Right, but they're still, very, very large numbers. There have been 39 Xboxes sold,
39 million
Xboxes sold.
That million is an important number,
About half of those connect at least once a month to the live service.
Yeah.
So that's about, 19 and a half million consoles. At the peak time, we've measured 2.2 million subscribers on Xbox Live, and it averages. It's not very clear what they average, but it's no surprise when it hits 1 million. So this is starting to compete, or at least be on the same levels as a lot of cable.
Yeah, and they do. Xbox does original programming. They also have an interactive sort of a game show.
Right, we started adding all these interactive capabilities. So the 1 vs. 100 game, which has been very popular. You can go on there and you can be a part of the mob, or you actually can win real prizes in real life. Or you can just do that with your little boy
the
avatar.
The point is, it's obviously they made a promise and it's coming to fruition. I mean, I definitely foresee there being a time. 10, 15 years in the future where cable providers aren't really the dominant force, and maybe everyone's getting all their media and all their entertainment from maybe not the Xbox 360, but some sort of future iteration of it.
Right, and I think it's just great that we're able to keep the Xbox 360 in service for this long. Like, it's already been out there for, what, 5 or 6 years, and there's at least another 5 years left in this console. I think that's what they're
saying. Really pisses me off when I was having to buy a new, you know, the next-gen console every couple years.
Yeah.
You know, they're too expensive, and I was really getting really frustrated, and I'm excited to say that I haven't had to buy a new 360.
Yeah. And with Natal coming out, that'll be working on the existing Xbox 360s. I think that this would be a great time if you don't have one to go out and buy one right now.
Look at you. You're such a marketing guy. And a gamer.
Yep.
All right. Next. You have a lot of paranoid friends, Paul?
Who's asking?
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you yourself are a bit paranoid. I know that a lot of the people I work with tend to be a little paranoid, not naming names. The point is, some people think that Microsoft is very big brother and that we're holding on, we're gathering your information and sort of holding on to it, and, you know, we're tracking you and watching every move you make. I'm sure you've met people who believe this.
Is that true?
The fact is, it's not true. And there's a recent announcement saying all the data, all the personal data that Bing collects from you as a search engine, we have and will promise to purge it all after retaining it for 6 months.
Right. So this is really starting to lead the industry with having very strict and much more stringent privacy regulations on the type of data that we collect and store over time. The 6 month announcement just came out, and we'll be phasing that out over the next 18 months. So if we already said that we're going to collect your data for 18 months, we'll continue doing that. But at the end of that 18 months, it'll be in a 6 month time span.
So there you go. So you can do a little, and stop going like this. Right?
Just put on some tinfoil hats and send it to us. We'll mention them on the next show.
Sounds good.
All right, our next story comes from Sequel Land. Sequel
Yay!
Server Land.
Yay! Sequel Server!
So Sequel Server 2008 R2 is currently in CTP form, but there was an announcement this past week that said that Sequel Server 2008 R2 will be available in May of 2010.
And who's excited about this sort of news?
Everybody and their mother is excited about this news.
Okay. I mean, I knew I was. I was just checking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So people that use SQL Server, it ranges all the way from developers to IT pros. And even with this latest version of SQL Server, we're enabling BI for the masses.
Nice. And was this your secret project? Is this what you've been working on?
I'm no longer even in the SQL Server division.
Did you see the memo about this?
Oh.
Yeah.
We should talk
news
more.
Newsflash.
So can you tell us...
Welcome to 4 or 5 months ago.
Can you tell us what you were working on?
No, I'm still working on the same project. It's no longer sitting in SQL Server.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Stay tuned for more on that.
Definitely. All right, so we have a pretty worldwide audience here on Channel 9.
Absolutely.
And on Ping. And there have been some hugely traumatic events that have happened in the recent couple of weeks. There was the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that hit Haiti with a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that happened the week after that. So a lot of people are affected, up to 3 million people right now. Tons of effort and relief is really needed for the region.
Absolutely.
So there have actually been a bunch of announcements that have been out there about companies helping out. Microsoft's helped out. And there's even some cool technology out there that allows masses of people to donate little bits of money here and there.
Yeah, one of the cool things about working at a big company like Microsoft is that they do match any charitable donation that we as employees give.
Yep.
Do you have the numbers here of how much we donated? I think we donated about...
So from
Microsoft employees,
from Microsoft employees, I think there were 2,200 Microsoft employees that had donated
thus far.
Their own contributions reached over $400,000, and Microsoft as a whole, including donations in kind and matching contributions, is already over $2 million.
Absolutely,
very cool.
And then there's another thing that Bungie has sort of added to those who play Halo, Halo 3, and Halo 3 ODST. You can go in and decide to opt for sort of a commemorative like piece of armor.
Yep. You get a little heart on it.
Not the breast cancer heart, sort of like a Haitian awareness band onto your character, and then they're going to give $100 for every 1,000 people logged in with that band, up to $77,000. So that's really cool. Just another way you can show your support. And you wanted to talk about...
One more thing about that is, I think that that is a cool thing. I've seen some comments saying, why are companies promoting their own agenda? Like, why do they have to use the service in order for them to donate the money? But I look at it a different way. Like, if you're putting, this heart on your armor and you're going around, running around, playing the game, you're driving awareness for the cause.
That's what I feel like. And, there are a lot of people who can't afford to give $100. So this is their way of showing support and their way of perhaps getting some other Halo player going, hey, what's that band?
Exactly.
I do have $100. And you said, pushing forward the momentum. I think it's great. In any way people want to help out, I think it's great.
Exactly.
One way you can help is texting.
Yeah, so there's a company called MGive out there that has enabled, if you text message Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, to 90999.
Tired today.
Yeah, it's been a long week. To 90999.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Obama did a commercial promoting this service. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. It's been everywhere. And you said it's by a company named MGive.
Yep, and that'll actually add $10 to your cell phone bill at the end of the month. So you text that, you get a confirmation email back saying, hey, are you sure you want to submit $10? And then you say yes, and then you're good to go. This is already, as of January 19th, this company gave a press release saying that they've already raised $24 million for the cause in Haiti. So
awesome.
If you have $10 to spare, send off the text to 90999, or find a company that does matching, like Microsoft's minimum match is $25, mm-hmm. so donate $25 and have a company match it. Or what you could do, for all of your friends that don't lock their cell phones, you can go
and
on
they
there.
They leave the room.
Yeah, just take their phone, dial 90999, text Haiti.
Text Haiti in.
And then say,
any way you can
give
is good.
We donated on your behalf.
Love it.
So,
you don't leave your phone around, lame.
It's locked.
All right, we are just about done for our first week with the new fancy green background. Green like the New York Jets, green like St. Patrick's Day, and green similar to the color of Twitter.
That was my segue really?
Into Twitter.
I thought it was going to be green as in the color of the money that I'll win when I bet that the Jets are going to lose their next game.
No. The next game will be the Super Bowl, sweetheart.
Yeah, it will be, and the Colts will be playing in it.
Let's discuss Twitter, because I know there's been a lot of sort of animosity coming from this direction, in this direction, about the relevancy of Twitter.
Well, who important's on Twitter?
Exactly. Bill Gates has just signed up for a Twitter account. Interesting about this is, he tweeted something like, hello world, I'm new here, whatever, just learning about the technology.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because all the developers out there, the first app you write in whatever language you learn is Hello World.
Right.
And he did that with Twitter. I'll give him some props for that.
He's Bill Gates. He knows what he's doing. But the interesting thing beyond that is how quickly he gained his followers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you could sit there and hit the refresh button and it was 1,000, 3,000, 5,000. I mean, the last I checked, he was well over a 250,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, that happened. And he's been on for 8 hours. And who he is following. On the list of...
Better not be Ashley Tisdale.
He is following Ashley Tisdale, and I feel like that's got to be for his kid or something.
Or something.
It, more interesting than that is he's following Channel 9.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
He's following Channel 9, so...
And
Hi, Bill! What's up? Yep. Hello, Bill. Hello, world.
Oh, it's probably because you called him out as Slick Willie in last week's episode.
Big Willie.
Oh, whatever.
Big Willie. I did have a question about that, and if anyone knows the answer, please write in and tell me. So certain celebrities, powerful people, for some reason I didn't get the status, but do you have to, they say verified account, Ashton Kutcher, verified account, so you know it's them, Ryan Seacrest, and Bill Gates is verified account. I wonder what the process is to actually verify that actually is Bill Gates, and I also wonder if it perhaps isn't really Bill from his Windows phone texting, but maybe his team.
Yeah, I would not doubt at all that it's some executive communications expert.
Yeah. Either way, they opted to follow Channel 9, so... That's exciting. You guys can all go ahead and follow Bill Gates on Twitter. And with that, Paul.
All right.
That's a wrap.
We are out. We're 2 feet away. We can get this every single time.
I broke my hand recently.
Oh, okay.
We take sports. 100%.